We finally got it together, man. We finally got it together. Oh boy. It take me almost an hour to get this thing going. That's ridiculous. So anyway, good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this. I'm your host, Darshawn McAway, and you are tuned in to wowpodcast.me. Please, before we get into the content, feel free to go check out Husband versus Boyfriend Duties. And always, if you're looking for some children's books, go to babyauthors.com. Want to find this book? Search the internet, type in Darshawn McAway or Darshawn McAway Books or DarshawnMcAway.com. All things Darshawn, you can Google it. I am what they call Googleable. And there are some good positive things out there about me on the web, the World Wide Web. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and talk about it just a little bit. The title of the stream is Hollywood. Jeez, I can't go without coughing. Hollywood, Cat Williams decided to expose a lot of different. Well, I don't know if you could say expose. I think you could say Cat Williams got a better opportunity on a more prominent platform to discuss the things that he needed to discuss to get it off his chest. And I must say, it was a very interesting interview, to say the least. Of course, stuff in there that I have no knowledge of, you know, without them saying it, we would never know. But what was telling for me was the fact that everybody responded to what he said. Everybody's name, who he called, everybody responded. So that right there, that's kind of telling to me, like, if it's not true or if you're unbothered by it, why are you responding to him? You know, because they say silence is golden. So I don't know. I want to hear from you guys on this one, in the comments, in the live stream. What do you guys think about what Cat Williams said? You know, I think it's interesting. You know, it's interesting, but I don't know. You know, the fact that everybody did respond, that was, again, that was pretty telling. And Ludacris, what was Ludacris doing? Like, what was that about? Sorry about that, guys. Let me see some. All right, let's get this camera straight up here. Yeah, I don't know. What was up with Ludacris? What was that about? You know, why did Ludacris write a rap about Cat Williams? I don't know what that was about. That was pretty strange there, brother. I don't know why you would want to write a rap about that. I mean, you're free to do whatever you need to, but I don't think it was necessary. It was a good rap. It definitely addressed everything that Cat Williams said, but I don't know if he needed to do that, though. I don't know if he needed to do that. He could have, he probably could have did without it. A lot of these, excuse me, guys. A lot of these Hollywood actors and actresses, they do things to get to where they need to be. Part of the reason why I'm not a prominent model that's internationally known to the world and a prominent actor that's internationally known to the world, because I did go out and I auditioned and I did a few things to make my name out there, my face, my image, is because when you go audition to these places, there's this hidden agenda that they have. They make you do things in auditions on tape, on picture or stills to have, and they keep them for their records. So if you do blow up somewhere else, those people, they have your name, especially if you're using the same name, they have your name. They'll pull your information up, look at bloopers when you audition. If they needed to say, hey, can you do something in a girl's voice, or do you mind putting on this dress? Like, they do stuff like that. How do I know? I was in auditions where people before me, they're asking them to do that. If you don't stand on your purpose, if you don't stand on your standard when you're doing this, you're not going to get far, basically, because they want people to not have any morale. They kind of want you to do whatever. The point I'm trying to make is this. This is the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is there are people out there that are testing you to see how much you want it, right? They're testing you to see how much you want it, to see how much do you want to become this big movie star. And they will pay you pennies on a dollar, right? And they will make you do things behind the scenes, bloopers, again, stills. They'll keep this stuff as you're auditioning. When you realize that it's not a part of the audition, they got you on camera, that red light is going, or maybe green light, whatever. But it's, everything's constantly rolling, constantly recording. And then they'll invite you to some parties. And then you'll do things at these parties. And someone has something on you at all times. What I was told coming up, going into it, because I was like, I don't know, late teens, early 20s, mid 20s. I pretty much stopped in my 30s. When I would go do photo shoots, it depends on the photographer, which was crazy, by the way. It was more male photographers asking me to do things extra for money to put my imagery out there of my private area, right? I've been, I guess, propositioned quite a few times myself. And what I was told was when you go into these places and you do these casting calls and you do test photo shoots, they are going to say, hey, I have a $6,000 opportunity for you to take these nudes or whatever. It's with this company, blah, blah, blah. And at the time, I was in Florida. So, you know, Florida got the adult rated stuff in Fort Lauderdale, Miami. And the same photographer works on the set with the same adult actresses, right? Or adult stars. So what you'll find is this. They don't care who you are, what you look like. They only care about if they can get through to you and diminish you. Because once you accept the fact that you take the money, now you got to do the pictures or the video, they think less of you. Now, again, the opportunity that you want, when you stand on your principle, when you stand on your standards, that opportunity is not going to be there. That 6,000, that 10,000, 20, whatever it is, it's not going to be there because you had said no. You said no to exposing yourself to the world. Why? Because you have standards. So there's nothing that they can do when you stand on your standards. All that they can do is they can try to blackball you. They can also say, well, this person, if it's something that he or she doesn't want to do, they're not going to do it. So you'll have that reputation that you stood firm on your decision, but also the opportunities pass you by. So when Cat Williams was talking about people doing things at parties and people being propositioned for a certain amount of money, and then they also blew up, well, what did you do to get that money? There's this weird, like, sexual embarrassment between the men and the women. It's like out there in Hollywood, or Chicago, LA, New York, Florida, Georgia, these people who run these production companies and run these casting agencies, it's not all of them, but it's predominantly a lot. What you'll see is they will make you try to do things behind the scenes. What's the young man who just spoke out like a week or two ago, Christian something? He said that this prominent person's been sexually harassing him for years. So it doesn't matter who you are. They want to get the best of you. And when they can't get the best of you, you're no longer working in Hollywood. You're no longer working television, radio. You probably won't model. Why? Because everybody's in this group together. They all send out these emails. I wouldn't say that it's a private email list, but they just put your name in the emails with different agencies. All these agencies know each other. Some of these people worked at one place, quit and went to another. So they all kind of center around each other some type of weird, strange way. So the things that Cat Williams is saying in the Shannon Sharp interview, I can understand it. I see where he's coming from. A lot of people, you guys have no clue what these people will try to make you do to diminish you mentally, spiritually, and just as a human being. I would love to hear more people who did go out to Hollywood and thought they was going to get a part. They did something for some change and they never got seen. There was a, what's the guy name? Oh man. There was a guy who was a director or a producer. He had a model housing agency and he would send for these pretty girls and they made a movie about it. They made a documentary about it. Well, I got to find the name of it. Let me look it up. But anyway, the story goes, he would fly these girls out to California and they were very attractive women. Some of them got opportunities. A lot of them didn't. A lot of them were staying in the house for free. He was paying them. They had an allowance. They can go places. They had to be back by a certain time, but they never got the opportunity. What they got from him was he got a chance to pick which girl he wanted to have sex with out of any time of the day, any time of the week. They were there for 3-4 months at a time, maybe a year. And if he liked you enough, he would put you in something. And he would give you a speaking part or you'll be an extra, but you never really got the full carrot, right? You never really got the full carrot. I noticed that when I went to go try out to these places. I've auditioned for so many different places. Movie roles. I got a chance to be in some movies. I got a chance to be on set with Mahershala Ali. I got a chance to be on set with, what's the guy's name? Anybody from the True Detective series, I got a chance to be with, right? And what I seen on set and got a chance to talk to Mahershala Ali's staff, and there was some other people too. I should have been more prepared for this with the names, but Mahershala Ali's speaking coach, she sat down with me and she said, I want you to be strong if you're trying to pursue this, because the people who run these companies, they will try to make you do things that's not of you. So if you don't want to do it, say no. But keep in mind, when you say no, I'm pretty sure they're going to like not mess with you again. Now, luckily for me, that didn't happen. Nobody came to me on the set and asked me to do things or whatever. But I'm just saying that is the conversation that I had. And that is the conversation that has been had with a lot of people. Again, the reason why I'm not an internationally known model or actor is because I did not want to say yes to things that I couldn't look myself in the mirror in. There's just some things. I get it. The people who are doing the adult film stuff and get a chance to show their breasts or have sex on camera and stuff like that, some people don't care. Some people absolutely don't care. They'll just do what they got to do. But for the most part, those of us who have a conscience that realize that I don't want my body to be shown to my family, you know, everybody's still alive, or I don't even want to show my body like that to people. It was different for me. I wanted to model underwear because I like underwear, but I thought I had a nice body. So I modeled my own underwear and I modeled underwear. But what came with the fact that, that I wanted to basically be in my underwear taking pictures, what came with that was this. What the industry sees, photographers, casting agencies, what they see in that is, well, why don't you just go ahead and take your underwear off? And you go, what? Yeah, just go ahead, take your underwear off, and we'll take some pictures. Now, you're in there. You're a man, right? You're standing on your square, right? I had one of my friends was my Alex Boyd. I should share this video with him. Alex Boyd was my manager for all bit of like 30 days after I had this incident. I had an incident like this like twice. I go do a photo shoot. I got the picture to prove it. I go do this photo shoot. Picture came out fantastic. I was as cut up as I can be. I was every bit of like maybe 25, 26. So this is a long time ago. I'm 41 now. So I go down to Fort Lauderdale, right? And he showed me all his pictures. I'm thinking I'm going to a studio. It was in this high rise. The outside of the condo place, it looked good. It was in Miami. It was right on the beach. But inside the building was like rinky dink. So I'm thinking like, man, what Alex got me into? So I'm texting him like, bro, I'm here at the place. I say, but the inside looked kind of shabby, you know? So I'm a little hesitant. So he was like, listen, if dude try you, just split his shit, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. Knock on the door. I go in. It's a dude, and it's supposed to be a condo. All the photography stuff was in there, but he was like, it was in his spot. I'm thinking it's going to be like, meet him here, we go there. So his whole, I'm just going to call it an apartment. It was a condo building, but it was an apartment size, you know, place. So I go inside and the guy was like, hey, you want anything to drink? I'm like, no, I'm cool. He was like, the bathroom is back there. If you want, you can look at the pictures and see like, you know, what I do. And he just did something like a couple minutes before I, like somebody, he edited something a couple minutes before I got there. So I'm looking at the pictures before I go get changed. And I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, okay, you know, I want something like this, you know. So anyway, go to the bathroom, make my changes, and I come out. I think I had on some Calvin Klein underwear. I had like, I don't know, I had like three different pairs of underwear, right? And what I was trying to do at the time was get my portfolio up. Body was on point. Told the guy, listen, let me do some push-ups real quick. Let me do some, you know, some ab stuff. Just give me like 3 minutes or whatever. So he's like, no problem. What I noticed was this. This is what I noticed. As I was doing that, you have to understand, when you go into somebody's place, it don't matter if there's their home, apartment, studio. What I noticed was the camera was rolling when I got in there. If it's a red light on anything, it's recording. So I'm thinking he's over there, you know, getting his stuff together. He's recording me the whole time. Cool, no problem. Not doing anything inappropriate, just trying to get my body right for the pictures. So granted, I'm getting my body right for the pictures. We're taking pictures, and he started telling me to do these different positions. And now, mind you, these positions was new for me, right? It was new for me because I'm just trying to stand there, trying to relax my face, trying not to smile. But, you know, like when you modeling, you're thinking about your facial expressions, but it's really a lot about your body. So he was showing me stuff on how to position my body when to take a picture. Great, learning. I'm absorbing everything. I did this one position, and I got to show the picture. I did this one position, and I'm standing, and he come over, he fixed my head, give me like that, and he was like, you know, just relax your face, don't do anything. And he was like, when I get back, like, drop your arm. And he's like, don't swing it, but like, just drop it down. And when I saw the picture, like everything about me was, a lack of better term, was exposed, but in a good way. It showed my whole entire physique, and it really captured my face. So we get done taking the pictures, and before I go to get dressed, he asked me, would you be interested in doing nudes? So now my heart's pumping. Right, my heart's pumping because I'm like, oh Lord, here it go. This is what I remember people telling me about. Like, oh, here comes the proposition, right? So I'm like, nah, not really. So he goes, what if I pay you $7,000? So I'm thinking, $7,000 to do nudes? Your mind goes into it instantly. $7,000 to take some nudes? And I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I just came here to, you know, take the pictures. I'm just trying to build up my portfolio, right? In that moment, again, now I'm thinking, I didn't mess up. I'm thinking I messed up because I'm in his place. I'm a fight to get out, but I got to go into the bathroom to change. I don't know what he got in there. What if he, what? Like, what? I'm thinking worst case scenario. Well, worst case scenario didn't happen. I go in there, make my changes. I come back out, and he asked me again. He was like, I'll give you $8,500. Now, a part of this story that I'm leaving out is this photographer was a Hispanic, maybe Puerto Rican dude. Eyebrows were arched. He didn't sound like a soft feminine man. He just looked like one. And he, I'm dressed up, got my bag with me. He goes, $8,500, last offer. And I entertained the idea and I go, when you say nudes, what are you talking about? He goes, nudes with positions. And what I understood from that was, oh, you're trying to have me like a chick, taking nude pictures, exposing everything there is about me. So I said, no, I'm good. Thank you for taking the pictures. Let my manager know when the pictures are ready, because he had to edit the pictures and stuff like that, right? So maybe like within a few hours, Alex gets the pictures, and I didn't even tell him what happened because I was trying to process it. I was trying to process it because you got to understand, I was a 25, 26-year-old man. At that time, I wouldn't say that I didn't have $7,000 saved up, but another $7,000 would have been great. So I go downstairs, I get in my car, and I'm thinking to myself, like, should I? This is the crazy part. This is the crazy part. I'm thinking to myself, should I have taken the deal, the offer? Because I'm like, I could have did this and I could have did that with the money. And I'm like, no. These things, these videos, these pictures, this stuff, it lasts forever. And people, they hold on to it. They write your name on it. They put it over in a little file. And if anything ever comes up about you, you become a jackpot winner, or you do some major crime on television, like anything about you that gets just a sensation to the world, somebody is going to have something on you. Somebody's going to have some type of story. So I'm making my way back home. I call Alex. I tell Alex the same story that I told y'all. And I told him, I say, listen, man, I don't think I'm ready for this modeling thing the way I thought I was, because I questioned myself, because I battled in my mind whether I was going to say yes or no. Now, I did say no, but the fact that I had to think about it, the way I can think about things right now, I wasn't in my right mind. I almost got pressured into doing something that I didn't want to do. So going back to the Cat Williams ordeal about Cedric the Entertainer, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, Ludacris, Steve Harvey, Michael Blackston, Gary Owens, listening to these stories about them, I could believe that they did some things that they didn't want to do to get to where they want to be. I understand it. I didn't do it. But when Cat Williams said that they come into the room with their head down and he can hold his up high, I understand what he's talking about. See, some people stand on their square. Some people stand on their principle when it comes to, no, you're not about to make me do something that I don't want to do. I don't want to be in a movie or a commercial that badly to expose my genitals to the world, or even to you, or to have you do anything to me just so I can have some money. And that's how they test you. They test you to see how much money do you want? How much? They make it seem like, how much do you really want to be this person? Show me. What would you do for it? Look at Harvey Weinstein, right? Listen to the stories. Look at his whole setup. Look at the setup that he had. He had a shell agency that would bring people in, house them, and he would promise them roles that they would never get. Wash their hand with money, but never would get it. But he got the best of you. They got pictures. They got videos. They got everything. And you see where he ended up. This has been happening for the longest. As a matter of fact, I think I saw the movie to it. Let me see. Director housed models. I know I said something about that earlier. Director housed models. Let me see. Was it a documentary? I forgot the guy's name. But I want to make sure it's a prominent name that we know. He was a son of somebody. Let me see. Anyway, models who, by director or producer. I'm trying to find the name of it. So you have to be careful when you do these things. There's been a lot of modeling scams, acting scams. A lot of this stuff happens, and they know that these people know that you're trying to make something of yourself. And they're gonna test you. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. They're gonna test you and see how much do you really want it. What's the name of that guy? I'm trying to find out what's the name of it. He was a producer who had live-in models. In Hollywood. I got to find it. Because I remember seeing the TV show about it, and I didn't know that was a thing. Is it Larry Elder? Is it Larry Elder? Let me see. Is it? It might be. I don't think so. Was it Larry Elder? The Roxy Theater? I don't think it was him. I don't want to say the wrong name. I don't think it was Larry. No, not that guy. Not Larry Elder, but Larry Elder. I think Larry Elder is the white man, not Larry Elder. But I don't know if it was him. I think so. He had some type of place where these models would live, and he would bring a few of them on set. Let me see if I can find the documentary, Larry Elder documentary, or let me see, was it a movie? I don't know if it was a movie or documentary. No, I don't think it was him. I don't think it was him, but I got to find it before I leave. At any rate, what I'm starting to understand about that whole Cat Williams conversation with Shannon Sharp is this. If Cat Williams is telling the truth about the things that he said about everyone, or even if he was lying, what was the reason why everybody responded the way they did? Right? Everybody except for Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey is the only one that didn't respond. And his story from Cat Williams was a pretty interesting one. Right? It was a very interesting story to hear that I never knew that Steve Harvey was wearing a wig. You can't tell me that every young man, when we were in the early 1990s, borderline 2000, that most of us wanted that sharp line, that sharp, crispy haircut. And when I go back and look at the footage from Steve Harvey's show, it makes so much more. Everybody was trying to have that type of haircut back then, the way they got them now. But now it's being sprayed on. And it blew my mind. It blew my mind to know that 1 year we seen Steve Harvey with the hair up pristine. The next year, absolutely bald. And you can see where he had went bald. So you can't tell me that now it wasn't a wig. That was the first man wig that Black America knew about, right? Even to this day, we're all trying to have a fresh haircut, fresh lineup. But the lineup that he had, it wasn't real. It wasn't real. So when you hear Cat Williams' story about what happened, and then you see Steve Harvey fall off and he disappear and he didn't have this TV show lined up, it's like, dang. What a lot of people don't understand. And I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you this. Here's what a lot of people don't understand about television and movies. A lot of those actors, yes, they do get paid millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, etc. However, it don't start off like that, even in the modeling aspect. What happens is they kind of throw you rose petals here and there. And gradually, as you get more and more up and up, you get a little bit more. But you're also starting to age out. So the whole goal is to get in as much as you can, make as much money as you can, because now You don't look as young as you used to. You can't move as fast as you can. So things change. If you hit it with the agencies, they sign you to a bigger deal. You wouldn't believe that a lot of those actors were getting paid $1,000, $10,000. But what we see is you're on television, so you got to be rich. You're on television, so you got to have it. No, that's not true. What's happening is they're just on television. They're in a different position from you, and you're thinking that they're better than you. You're thinking that, well, no, this is a celebrity. They're up there, but they're not better than you. Look at their lives on the magnifying glass of what happens to them. Why is this person broke? Why is this person on drugs? They're getting the best of people while they're young. They keep you in the mix, and they try to make you do more and more stuff. Prime example, look what happened to Terry Crews. Look what Cat Williams said that Harvey Weinstein, is it Steen or Stein? Stein. Harvey Weinstein, whatever. I'm trying to get his name right. But look what the men who are presented as masculine, look what those men are saying about other men who are trying to take advantage of them, and how dare you say no when they proposition you for sex. And those men, whether they be white or black, of the prominent positions, they'll make you feel less than because you didn't do something that's not in your standards. That's not even in your ballpark. You're not even thinking about it like that. You're just trying to act. You're trying to be a commentator on ESPN. You're trying to play in the NBA. You're trying to be the best that you can without somebody taking advantage of you. And listen to the stories of Hollywood. My cousin on Facebook says, "Cuz, I've been known that. I had no clue. I was a young person. I was young. I wasn't paying attention to Steve Harvey like that. I saw, we saw the comedy shows when we could. You know, it was cursing in there, so my mama didn't let us really watch a lot of stuff. But his TV show, I, you know, used to watch it with him and Said the Entertainer. You know, and I thought, you know, it was cool. You know, I'm a young kid trying to figure it out. But hearing Cat Williams' story and looking back on it, now a lot of this stuff is making sense. And I go, oh, okay. They have a different type of beef that we don't know about. The type of beef that they have that I'm noticing, not even just reading in between the lines, the type of beef that they have is money was taken from people's mouths and their families in order for them to get into certain positions. So after a while, it seems like Cat Williams was saying, well, listen, if that's what you want to do with yourself and if that's how you want your brand to go, then go ahead. You can take that position, because why does it have to be like this in this movie? I think we can make it a lot funnier without somebody putting on a dress. I think we can make it a lot funny without somebody being taken advantage of in the bathroom. I think we can make it a lot funnier than doing it this way. Like, why does it have to be portrayed like that? And we are black men. Like, it's still an image. It's still an image that we have to live with when we start to see people like Martin Lawrence, which that was a very interesting part of the interview. When you see Martin Lawrence playing Big Mama, or even when he had his own show and he had to play Shanaynay and he had to play his mama. I'm pretty sure he probably played another woman. We thought it was funny as I was a young kid growing up. I didn't pay much attention to it. Yeah, I just looked at it as acting. I didn't recognize that here they are putting a black man in a dress to portray a woman when they could have found a woman to do the part. But it did make it funny that he was acting like one. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, you go, well, did they really have to make him do that? And at that particular time for him and his scenario, his situation, it probably worked out best for him. Looking back on it in the long run, 20, 30, 40 years from now, it looks like, man, you know, you could have said no. But for them, how can I say no when I don't know where I'm going to be when I'm 40 or 50? So these guys, they take those chances. Eddie Murphy did it. Martin Lawrence did it. Who is Martin Lawrence equal? I'm pretty sure Will Smith did it. Like, so it's almost as if none of the black men that have been in Hollywood have not been in a dress. I mean, I know that there is some that I can't think of off the top of my head. Let me know in the comments. But I understand where Cat Williams is coming from. And I also understand why certain men did it. Again, I'm not saying that I'm for it or I condone it. I just understand why it happened to them. And here's what I understand. There are men and women who have more money than you and me right now that are in prominent positions. They'll dangle the money in front of your face and tell you, hey, if you want this book deal, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? What did me and Cat Williams do? We went to go fund our own selves. You think this had no surprise that in that interview that I could relate to what Cat Williams was saying, because I had been propositioned. I've been propositioned by women and the men. And you go like, seriously? It's like, I can't believe you asking me this question right now. And they're more so like, okay, so what's your answer? So the stuff that's happening to these guys, whether they be white or black or indifferent, whatever, I can believe it. And the way Ludacris responded was ludicrous. You know, it was like, dude, why would you respond like that? Like, what are you doing? But why did any of them respond the way that they did? If he's lying, get on your platform and maybe send a message and say, man, stop lying on me like that. But everybody defended themselves. And in their defense, it wasn't too much different from what he was saying. People went back and did their research and looked at stuff. They pulled up Kevin Hart in a dress. They pulled up Cedric the Entertainer stealing jokes. They pulled up the fact that what's happening with Ludacris is pretty much coming to a full fruition. I'm not going to speak on his wife, but I see what they're saying. I understand it. So this is a very interesting interview. It is at no surprise to me that particular interview probably won't. I bet you it'll probably get to about 50 million. It'll probably cap out at about 51. I think last I saw it was like 22 million views. I hope that Shannon Sharp gets the biggest interviews coming forward. It gives me hope as a black man to know that I can create my own platform and give you guys some substance or some conversation to talk about, and I'm doing it on my own terms without somebody trying to take advantage of my sexuality, trying to make me do something to get me further along. And believe it or not now, understand, hear me when I say this, and hear me very clearly. This is happening to this day right now. So a lot of people that you see that get some of these deals, some of those men and women take the back road or the back end, pun intended, pause, to get to where they need to be. Because for them, they don't see it the way that we see it when it comes to principles and standards. They see it as, listen, I'm behind financially, trying to feed my family. I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z. Go ahead and do this. I'm not going to be labeled this in my mind. Story comes out. We see it later. Go, oh, you soft. You didn't believe in yourself enough to do it on your own. You went to go slut yourself out for a little bit of change. And when they start to realize that the money don't add up to how you see yourself in the mirror every day. There was a guy on a platform that I was listening to. He was saying that women have an easier life than men. I totally disagree. I totally disagree. What we see on the outside looking in is that a woman can shake her tail feather because she's young and firm and she's fine and she's making all this money through OnlyFans or maybe through adult films or whatever, right? She's making all this money, but you got to understand she's been taken advantage of in ways I don't want to say on the platform that you can't even bear with. You can't even stomach it yourself in your mind as a man to realize that this woman just did every nasty thing in the world to herself just to get $100,000, just to get $2 million. So in her mind, yeah, I did it. I got the money. I still got to look at myself, right? So we thinking like she got $20 million, but look what she had to do to get $20 million. She feel disgusting on the inside. They not see those women not telling you those stories. Skin crawling every day. Trying to figure out, she's actually thinking to herself, how am I going to push myself and live to the next day? Look what I just did to get $10,000. Look what I just did to get $1 million. And we as men looking at it like, man, women got it easy. All she got to do is this. Thing. If you want to do it, you can do it too. But to see how you feel the next morning. Because that, what they going through, if you ever read any of the stories, it ain't just one dude doing it to them. There's multiple dudes. You heard about the Dubai stories. Why would you want to get feces on you at any point in your life? I mean, over your whole entire body. Why would you want to do that? You would fly from here, from the United States, fly overseas, and just for them to do whatever they want to you, and you can't complain. You don't think that they're recording it? You don't think they have a picture of your face in the video? They don't look at money the way you look at money. Money is not an option to them. It's just something that they have. You don't have it, so you're trying to get it. So you would tell yourself, this is what I have to do to get this amount of money. And the world of men are telling you, no, you don't. Now, people are still going to do what they want to do anyway, but you don't have to do that just to get some money. And I'm not here to try to save anyone. I'm not trying to shame, blame, or explain anything. What I'm trying to tell you is there is different ways to get money because people have been doing it for the longest. It just so happens to be that the easier route to get it quickly is to do something in your nakedness. But that's the point. That's the gag. Who told you that you was naked? Who made you eat from the fruit? Who told you that, hey, take this and look what I'll grant you. And then look what happens. Look what happens when you get your wish. Look what the world can offer you. Look what I can do for you. Just do this for this amount of money. And then they go to do it. And then guess what happens? Shame. Shame falls upon you. Listen to the story. Listen, just read the story of Adam and Eve. Just get the short version of it. I don't want you guys to partake in this tree. I don't want you to partake in this. Don't leave that alone. Someone, producers, directors, top agency people, they will convince you to partake of the fruit. You partake in the fruit, they give you the money, shame falls upon you. Adam and Eve take a bite of the fruit. They gain some knowledge. I'm naked. I'm in. Who told you was naked? Who told you to eat the fruit? Who convinced you? Who manipulated you to do it? And because I didn't want you to feel shame. I didn't want you to feel embarrassment. It's a mental thing that will break you down. Because you can't get the images out of your head. Why? You have to look at yourself every single time. Every time you wake up, you have to live with yourself. And this is happening to a lot of people right now in this moment. Right as I speak, people are doing things for some money that they would never have done if they had a stable job, stable career, maybe a better education, whatever the case may be. Even some people who do have a good job and got a good education are still doing some things and they can't live with themselves. This is at no surprise to me that people take themselves out. Because of the shame, the embarrassment, the shame in itself will delete you. And people fall for it every single time. And guess what? Guess what you're trying to spend the money on? You're not even trying to spend the money on like a surgery or, you know, something that's beneficial to your health. You're spending the money on cars and clothes and houses and gadgets, trinkets. Socks, underwear, things. You've done nothing to better yourself. You didn't take the money and go get like a better batch of food or some of the best water in the world or maybe go fix your teeth. You didn't do that. What you decided to go do? Go buy a Maserati? Go buy a Ferrari? Now you buy the, you go make this big purchase and finance it. It didn't even really buy it. You go put $15,000 on a vehicle. Now your money's running low. Now you got to go do something embarrassing again to get some more change. So what is your life worth now? What do you become at this point? What is it for you now? Now you're doing tricks just to get some money every single time. A lot of those adult film stars, some of them make some money, a lot of them don't. And a lot of them actually delete themselves more than we know. In the moment, probably feels good. It's the best thing happening, especially if it's done right. For a lot of them, it's a story to tell because it's, now it's going to be on film. They hope that they never get noticed out in public. You're talking about this is millions, if not, I mean, billions of people watching this stuff. All across the world, you're going to get noticed by somebody. You won't be able to live a normal life. There are things that happen to you when people take advantage of you sexually. You're not a normal person. Why? Because you're not yourself. Shame is upon you. Talks about it in the Bible. All of this stuff that we're doing, it's in the Ecclesiastics. From chapter 1 through chapter 7, if not the whole entire book in itself of Ecclesiastics, talks about vanity. All that we do is vanity. So some of it seems like, yeah, you might as well live your life and have as much fun as you can because it's all vanity. Work as much as you can. Enjoy as much as you can. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. Not to say just do whatever you want to do, but you might as well have some fun doing something. And that's what a lot of people partake in. They go, well, you only live life once. I might as well go ahead and do it. Okay, cool. It's your life to live. You got to live inside of your head. You got to live inside of your body, not me. I don't have to was. But, you know, again, the moral of the story for this particular stream is the fact that you do not have to lower your standards in order for you to get your big break. If it's meant for you to get your big break, it'll come. You'll get your big break. You'll get your opportunity. It takes time. You have to develop a skill. And I'm not the one to tell you to necessarily be patient because time is of the essence. But I don't want you to go throughout this life thinking that you have to partake in the fruit of shame and embarrassment just to get the car that you want, just to get the apartment or the condo or the home that you want. It's not that important for you to diminish your self-esteem and to live with the thought of regret, shame, and embarrassment and disappointment and disgrace, and to be distraught every single day when you wake up and you start thinking to yourself, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe I did that just to have some money. I've been faced with those opportunities. I've been faced in those situations. Yes, I get it. It's a very difficult thing to deal with because when the money is dangling in front of your face and you know how much you have and you know what you can do with it, the question comes to you, so what's the move? What's the play? And that's what people are waiting on. They're waiting to say, ah, look at this. Look what this person do for some money. And you think it's not being shown to people? You see what's happening to some of the biggest names that we've seen on these platforms, the Sean Combs, the TD Jakes, Cassie, all this stuff is happening. They said this year is like the year of truth or exposure, something about the names of the zodiac signs. I don't know, it made sense, but I'm not into it. But this is what people deal with, and they're dealing with it every day. Anyway, I'm not going to hold you guys. I'm going to get on up out of here. I got a couple things that I need to attend to. It's been fun. I really do appreciate you guys. We've been rocking and rolling for quite some time. I think this one here was better than most. again, I had a great day today. Went out. It's pretty chilly outside. Went out. Went to go handle some things. Got me some breakfast. So anyway, in conclusion, this is what I want to tell you guys is this. And go catch this on a replay. It was a phenomenal stream. In conclusion, what I want to say to you is you do not have to partake in the shamefulness in life in order for you to get ahead in life. I understand it. It seems like it's an easier way. It seemed like it's the way to go because look at the money I have and look at the life that I can provide. But one of the biggest things that you're going to have to live with is yourself. That money, it only lasts so long anyway. Of course, you're going to end up spending it. You're not going to be able to hold on to it the way you want to. The way that this world is going and the things that we're experiencing, money's coming out of our hands quicker than it's coming in. So take your time, think it through, live with yourself the best way that you know how, live your life with no regret, but you don't have to do things to make you regret it later in life. It's your boy Darshan. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening to wildpodcast.me. By all means, go check out my book, Husband versus Boyfriend Duties. It's out everywhere. It's also available on ebook. You know, it's doing some numbers, doing our thing a little bit. Anyway, most of my books do numbers anyway. We'll catch you guys later. Peace. All right. See y'all.